that were, at that time, current countries with Spain.
So in that particular picture, you show the noble visitor standing outside with the king.
The noble visitors, we would have what we called the courtyard presentation down in the Alcazar yard, and at that time,
the museum courtyard, which is now.
It would be the king's birthday, we'd say. And during that period of time, at the king's birthday, we just say that would be the king's birthday, these visitors would come from all over the different lands and in costume to to be entertained at a reception in the courtyard of the palace in Spain. That was how we did it. It was a theatrical performance, you see. The same time the history was begun. I'd handle the history. The history would go across. And this would be what you looked at while I was having
the pageantry made the history more palatable.
Oh, I see.
You understand? Yeah. We were trying to get across the history of St. Augustine, but if you sit, the average person will not sit for 2 hours and listen to a lecture.
No. Mm-hmm.
It becomes boring, or they don't understand it, or they get too deeply into a subject they don't understand, so that she, by making the pageantry of it, making it beautiful and having entertainment along with it, was able to project this history to the people where they could understand.
Well, we got tremendous publicity. This is the kind of publicity we would get in the newspapers. Mm-hmm. And then I, as time went on, I was asked to take them to the cathedral on Palm Sunday. That was an exquisite thing. Well, in costume, the entire royal family, as a royal family, would go to the cathedral in costume. And then in time to come, I would be asked all over the state, different places, and there were speaking, Mrs. learned to speak, and she would take them all over the state for me. Then in time to come, I was invited to the Alba Palace in Spain to take them over there. And my mother was ill, and I couldn't go. And so I sent some of them to North Carolina, and I sent some of them other places. Now, that is all I can tell you. In 1969, okay. I retired. Mm-hmm. I retired from the royal family, and I walked with them one time more, and then gave all my costumes, 7 books of history and pictures to them, and they took over from there. Mr. and Ms. Charles Cooley now carry it and direct it, do a very good job of it. But the history of it, as I used to do it, the narrative history is finished. That's over with, because I can't do that anymore.
That's a shame.
Now, as far as education is concerned, I can only tell you that I was, as I say, privately tutored. I can't tell you how many people have stepped in to teach me certain areas of history so that I might go on with this, since there was no formal education. First of all, I was ill when I was married, and there was no formal education, that I was considered more or less a genius in my own line. But I did not go beyond it. I didn't want to go beyond it. I had nothing to go beyond it for. I was a very happy married woman. I didn't want to stay just where I was. I wasn't theatrical. I certainly didn't like little theater, but I made use of the little theater. I wrote pageantry. We put it on the fourth ring. We had pageants twice, beautiful pageants. Then for the Historical Society, when I worked for them, I did the tableaus. And the tableaus were sheer history. The whole thing was history. I did the narrative, and the silent tableaus were done by natives of St. Augustine. And they cover every period of St. Augustine's history. We might have a christening from 1597, and I would hold up the document and I would show the document, the actual document, and then I would describe it and explain it in English. And while I was doing it, natives of St. Augustine dressed in the costumes of that day would walk out. The governor would be here and his wife, the man who was the